Welcome back to the Maggie Don Show here on the Civic Media Network. I'm Jimmy Cuska, taking you along till 4 o'clock when we have the Dom Salvia Show on the air here on the Civic Media Network. I am filling in again tomorrow. And Cardi, I know that for you, that's probably hazard pay to deal with me for two straight days, right?
So, good, man.
It'd be really, really random and fun. Tomorrow, I do have a couple of topics. Both are sports related. And I chose the ideas, one, because I'm a sports guy, right? That's what the title says, sports director. But one of them is a book author, and I had him come on because the book's not even coming out for like 4 or 5 months. But he decided to take a topic. He wanted to find out how an NBA championship team was built in the late 60s, early 70s. He's an author who's above my age, so we weren't alive for the first time the Bucks won a championship. Over 50 years ago, and we wanted. I asked him, like, what got you interested in the history of something that happened, you know, before you were born? And that's what I asked him in an email. I said, well, what got you actually motivated to do this? And he's like, so I just started researching stuff for like the stuff I'm doing now, and it was just really, really interesting. So he followed like a breadcrumb trail to coming up with this idea that, hey, this could be a book idea. You got a publisher, and the book is coming out now. And I'm like, that's fascinating. So I can't wait to talk to him about that process, because I think a lot of people, as they're putting together like New Year's resolutions, right, next week, I think high on the list of people having life goals, I think there's a lot of people who secretly wish they could, you know, write a book or publish a book, right? That's a pretty common like life goal. And to hear from somebody who actually does one, and you know, for the first time, I found it fascinating what motivated them to do that. It's on my list. At some point, I'd like to write a book, but what I'd write a book about, I have no idea.
Sports.
I do a lot of time doing research for like sports histories, you know, because that's what I broadcast. But I never thought of any point in my life, I'm like, hey, I should take all this material and publish a book with it, you know, especially because I can't read my own handwriting. But it is absolutely amazing stuff to research any topic and just you go through your notes and you're like, hey, you know, there's a story here. Let's see what it can turn into. It goes from being maybe a blog piece or a podcast segment. You grow it into a published form, a book of all things. So I was really curious to see that process. So tomorrow, Jordan Tresky, who's a podcast host who covers the Bucks and the Packers, will talk about his book tomorrow. It is really fascinating to, you know, to hear from people who put effort into things. But Building the Milwaukee Bucks is the book. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Also on tomorrow's show, the high school football playoffs postseason could vastly change in Wisconsin. And I covered this the last time I filled in for a show here on Civic Media, but there's been an update to it. Last time I talked to the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association, they were in the process of surveying head coaches around the state. Do we want to change how teams get into the playoffs in Wisconsin in football? Because unlike other high school sports of the state where every team gets in, football limits the field because of the nature of the sport. You can only play a game a week. And if we let everybody in, we'd still be playing high school football games right now in December, right? So they have to limit the field. And we'll talk about how that could change after a mishap in setting the field and a lot of frustration about a not very transparent process about seeding the playoff field and how it left two communities out of the postseason, two programs out this year. We're going to talk about that tomorrow with the president of the WFCA, Brian Kaminsky, who's also the head coach at Sun Prairie East. He'll join us tomorrow as well. So for those of you who tune in looking for that news and the sport and the politics, I apologize for that. You got stuck with the sports director for a couple of days. We're going to talk some sports. We did in a segment with Mike Clemens here just a moment ago. But I want to get us back on track from the sports part. I want to bring it back because we have had a few people call in to share just some amazing stories of very small things, but acts of kindness or things they've done for others or that others have done for them and how it's influenced and or impacted them. And I feel like that's the real spirit of this time of the year, regardless of the holiday you aren't celebrating. When we get to this time of the year, it's kind of a nice way to kind of wrap up the year and acknowledge like, hey, you know, this person did this for me. And, you know, I think about it and it's inspired me to do other good things. I've shared a few of my own stories. Gardy shared a story from his upbringing. We've had a few people call in to talk about it. We'd love to hear from you on the program today at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. It would be great to hear from you, to hear some of these stories and share. The one we had shared from Sherry early in the show about her neighbor clearing out a trail so that they didn't have to walk their dog next to the highway. I mean, that's just a small act of kindness, but that is some tremendous stuff, right? That is looking out for one another in a community. And that is really what I feel like is the spirit of this time of the year. So I love hearing about this stuff. So feel free to call in with that. We'll take calls on that all the way through 4 o'clock if you'd like to share. And, other than that, as far as, things happening in the world, I had shared a little bit earlier in the show about a commentary column I had written last week. I have another one coming out next week, a column just kind of on the football part of it as well. But last week wrote a piece that in the aftermath of the school shooting that happened in Madison, just what districts are doing. The state education convention is coming up next month, and wouldn't you know it, a lot of the panels are dealing with school security and safety, and that's usually one of the more well-attended parts of the state education convention. The biggest part of it the last 2 years has been school finances, right? But this has become, it's been a big issue for a long time, but schools are grappling with this as budgets get tighter and resources shrink across the state to help this issue. Just speaking from experience, when you go through it, it is a very expensive process to renovate a building, a really old building. To change entryways to make it more secure, or update, to electronic visitor passes, or add a whole new camera system. Like, these are things that have actual costs and they take away from other areas, which I laid out at civicmedia.us. What we're going to do, though, because we are right at it, almost 3:30 here, we are going to step aside for just a moment. When we come back, looking forward to hearing from some of you, going to dive into that a little bit as well with some of the education topics that are coming up. That was my final selected topic for today, talking about some of the things that we're looking forward to in the education world. So we'll do some of that as well. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. It is on Civic Media. I'm Jimmy Kuska filling in today, and we'll have more coming up right after this. But we gotta get moving. Can't eat if we don't get